Here's a look at Monday morning sports. Hometown baseball yesterday, down to the semifinals, and the winners included in the West, Verona over Belleville 2-1. Belleville, the team that eliminated Arena a week ago in the playoffs. Pine Bluff Mount Horeb 9-1 over Blanchardville. In the North, Ashton 13-5 over Cross Plains. In the East, Sun Prairie defeated Montello 10-1. Columbus 4, Monona 3. Also, Columbus was a winner against Sun Prairie over the weekend, 7-3. And in the Southeast, Evansville, a winner against Utica, 6-1. Fort Atkinson 1-2, 4-3 over Jefferson, and 8-6 against Evansville. The section championship games will be played this coming Sunday. High school football will get underway officially this weekend with the first of 9 regular season games. Among those in the area, Riverdale will be the host of the Ithaca Weston Co-op team. Kicks off at 7 o'clock on Friday night at Pickering Park. Richland Center opens up with a game at Viroqua at 7 o'clock on Friday. River Valley will be home against Evansville for a 7 o'clock start time coming up on Friday night. And Kickaboo Lafarge will be taking on Belmont in the season opener on Thursday night at 7 o'clock at Kickapoo High School Field. High school soccer practice underway at Richland Center High School this week. And on Saturday, the 26th annual Richland Center High School alumni soccer game will be played against the current Hornets. The Legends and the Hornets meet at 11 o'clock on Saturday. You can contact Rick Piasecki if you're an alumnus interested in playing or for more information on the game. Church League softball with a correction to its schedule for tonight. On the East Diamond in the B Division, Free Methodist will play Boscobel Assembly of God. St. Mary's will umpire. At 8:15, St. Mary's will take on the winner of the 7 o'clock game, and the team that loses will provide the umpires. On the West Diamond in the A Division at 7 o'clock, Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays 5 Points Lutheran with the Mission providing the umpires. Church League softball will culminate tomorrow night with the championship games in both the A and B divisions. In bowling news, the Major Bowling League will have its preseason meeting tonight at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. At the meeting, the league will determine the number of teams available, set up the season schedule, and adjust rules and prizes for the 26-27 season. Plan to attend and bring your teammates because your vote counts. For more information, contact the league secretary, Tim Callen, at 608-604-2618. Again, the Major Bowling League meeting is tonight. For the Merchants League, the meeting will be held on Wednesday night at 6 p.m. The league will begin September 2nd at 6 p.m. The Lucky Strikers League meeting will be starting up August 25th, the meeting at 6 prior to bowling getting underway. Any questions, contact Marsha Mahatka at 608-647-6589. Jake Bowers reached base 5 times and drove in 2 runs in Sunday's 6-2 Brewers victory over the Dodgers. The lefty hitting Bowers got 3 of his 4 hits off losing pitcher Tarek Skubal. Milwaukee never trailed in the game, won by starter Logan Henderson. Manager Pat Murphy was impressed by Henderson.
I mean, it's not all about getting him through the 7th, but that is a sign of him taking a step up. You know, he's got to trust his defense, trust his teammates, but he did an unbelievable job. It was an unbelievable outing.
Also a great job for Jake Bowers leading the offense.
Hats off to Bowers, did at the plate. It's just like a one-man wrecking crew. We looked at the bottom of our order, 6-9, was 1-for-17 with 11 Ks and 1 walk. But when you think of what Churio did his last 3, Bowers and Lauren Contreras and Vaughn contributing, and Bowers, that's just amazing.
The Brewers increased their National League Central Division lead to 5 games over the Cubs. Chicago lost 11-4 against St. Louis. Milwaukee is off today. They'll start a home series against the Mariners coming up on Tuesday evening. In other baseball games from the National League, Atlanta 5-3 over Arizona, the Mets 4, Washington 3, Miami over Cincinnati 7-1, and Colorado beat San Francisco 13-7. In the American League, Baltimore 10, Tampa Bay 2, White Sox 7-5 over Detroit, Yankees 4, Toronto 3, Kansas City 3-0 over the Angels, the Athletics 5, Texas 2, Seattle 3-2 over Houston. And in interleague play, Pittsburgh 8, Boston 3, San Diego 5-0 over Cleveland, Philadelphia beat Minnesota 7-5. From Packer camp, the biggest development of Packer training camp, perhaps, the fact that tight end Tucker Kraft returned Sunday to team drills. He took part in 11-on-11 work for the first time since injuring his knee last year. This move means it is possible he will be on the field for the joint practice with the Cardinals a week from Wednesday, and barring the unforeseen, should play for Green Bay in week number one. He talked yesterday about playing, practicing without a new contract.
I'll always put it back on the team. Like, this is a violent sport, and we risk life and limb. You know, guys have to medically retire. They got messed up necks, backs. You know, how many times can you blow a knee out? You know, guys keep fighting and clawing to come back into this locker room. That's the reason I do it, you know. There's other attributes. I want to leave a legacy on this sport as a whole. I want my children to see the lengths I would go to fight for something I love.
Tucker Kraft, back at Packer camp. Vaughn Miller is set to sign with his hometown Dallas Cowboys. Doesn't even want to wait a week for the team to get back from training camp in California before joining the club. The NFL's active leader in sacks has agreed to a one-year contract for what will be his third team in three seasons. Miller is expected to arrive on the West Coast later on today. Tommy John, the pitching great known for the surgery that bears his name, has died at 83. According to agent Mike McGuire, John died at his home in Bradenton, Florida on Saturday night. John had a remarkable 26-year career. Also, former Marquette star Glenn Doc Rivers has been inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. Ceremonies were held over the weekend. And all 82 Milwaukee Bucks games will be broadcast on over-the-air television during the upcoming NBA season. That means free access has been expanded. Games will be offered on My24 Milwaukee and Channel 3000 Madison, plus other affiliate stations, although future Hall of Famer Giannis Antetokounmpo is no longer in the Bucks lineup. Wisconsin native Tyler Hero will join several new faces for the season that starts October 21st with a game against the Wizards. I am Phil Nee with sports.